ba bu ba bu ba 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 bu ba bu ba bum ba bu ba bu ba bum.
Super Bowl Monday. Moody Monday.
Moody Monday.
Super Bowl Sunday.
Well, no, we don't. I mean, when you think about it, we don't really have any.
Malaise Monday.
We have Valentine's Day, and that's very exciting if you're a girl.
My birthday is February 12th, and Valentine's Day is the 14th.
Yeah.
So I don't. I just let Jim get by with just one.
Just one. You're okay with that?
But he usually still will get me and the kids some chocolate.
Well, if you're a guy in that scenario, you go, "Well, this is obviously a trap."
It's a trap.
Yeah, it's a trap. Admiral Akbar, the great Admiral Akbar, one of our greatest leaders of all time, Wendy.
I like Schwarzkopf a little better.
Schwarzkopf is good, but Akbar, when push came to shove, that's the guy who knew his moves.
Jim actually asked me what I'd like for my birthday last night,
yeah.
And I said, you know what? I would like you and our two boys to remember that I'm a girl. That's what I would like. I would like to get...
Has that been a problem in the past?
Well, I'm a bit of a tomboy, and I would like to be... Somebody said something one time like, oh, you have two teenage boys and a lovely husband and a boy dog. You're the only female. I bet you get treated like a queen.
Yeah.
And I went, no.
You don't get treated like a queen.
I said,
despite
I want people...
Despite all those guys around, they don't treat you like they're the queen. Huh.
So I said, I'd like, for my birthday and Valentine's Day combined, I would like them to listen to me, treat me with respect, and remember that I'm a woman.
That's interesting.
Mm-hmm.
My mom always used to say at Mother's Day, we'd always say to my mom, what do you want for Mother's Day? And she would just go, I just want you boys to appreciate each other. And we would go, okay. And then we'd go, oh, that's obviously a trap, too. Because if we just got her that, she'd look around like, that's all you got me? Yeah, we're appreciating each other.
Did you guys, like, physical fight as brothers?
Yeah, sometimes we did.
See, I just don't hold... I'm sorry.
When my brother became bigger than me,
then
we said, you know, this fighting thing, it's getting out of hand. I think we've fought enough.
Because I just don't understand.
Your boys fight
that.
Physically?
Not a lot, but they...
But every once in a while. Yes, too.
They really... I mean, there's been, like, a few huge ones, but, like, maybe four ever.
Yeah.
But they bug each other a lot.
Right.
It's like, I don't understand. I guess I know siblings do that, but I think it's worse when it's two boys.
Yeah, it's always going to be worse if it's boys. It's sad.
What is wrong?
Even when
I
was in the middle of it, I knew it was wrong.
Really?
Yeah. Because guys just, we're just piles of testosterone, and we don't know what to do with it.
It's weird when the little boys turn into men, because now I have three men in the house.
Yeah.
That's what's weird.
Right.
And then Jim has got to be weirded out a bit, because all of a sudden his little boys are like, well, they could take me probably.
Oh. I hope it doesn't come to that.
No, but I bet there's a realization of that at some point. It's like, where are my little babies that I used to cuddle with?
Yeah.
And now it's like they're men.
Yeah. Yeah. Sometimes I think, there's nothing that triggers these thoughts, but I say to myself, what was it, a year ago when we would park somewhere and I would have to unstrap them from their baby seats and hold their hands to walk across,
the
and
street,
now, you know, they're adults. My daughters are adults, and there's never a day it doesn't throw me.
Well, now they're officially 21 adults.
Yeah.
Now, 18, I bet, was weird, but, because I just, Michael turned 18.
Yeah.
That's weird.
But 21 is, you can't even argue it. You're an adult when you're 21.
They could do whatever they want and not even have to ask you.
Well, here's what's strange. When Kylie's home, she lives in New York. She goes to school in New York. So when she's home, I need to know what time she's going to be in. I just need to know.
I'm 100% with you.
When she's in New York, I have no idea. Like, she could be out until the next day or the day after, and I would have no way of knowing. But when she's at home... Like
under my roof.
I guess that's what it falls under, and I always thought I'd be better than that. I always thought I'd be above that, but I'm not. And then when she's not home, when she'll go, I'll be home by 2. And I go, that seems kind of late. But I know in New York she's out till beyond 2. And then when she's not home at 2:10, I'm like, I'll send a text or I'll call her and I'll go, you know, 2 has come and gone, and you're not home. And
I get it, Bill.
What's going on? But
I don't want to be like that, but it's a big world out there, and there's still your babies in your eyes.
I know.
That's why I have this thing, and Jim, does the opposite. Like if Jim will go out sometimes to Galloping Ghost to play Cubert just to get away from me.
Oh,
and I'll say, when will you be? No, just because he likes to do it. Yeah. He's like got to be on the top of the top scores or it isn't a good week.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, when will you be home? And he'll say, I'll be home in about 15 minutes.
Mm-hmm.
So then I say, okay. And if he's not home in 15 minutes, then, you know, maybe I'll text him and say, are you coming home? I need you.
Right.
The dog needs to go out, whatever. I would rather somebody say, I'll be home in an hour and then surprise me and come
home. Come in early.
Yes.
Right.
So go long when giving an estimate. Like,
yes.
Kylie should say, I'll be home at 4 a.m.
Then when she's home at 2,
you'll
I go,
relieved.
What a great kid.
Yeah.
Comes home 2 hours before the expected time. Yeah, that should be how
go
it plays
long
out.
And then come home early. I'm telling you, you will win every time, whether you're a kid, a spouse.
Yeah.
Go long, come in early.
My mom always used to say, this was her words.
And she was a wise woman.
No, a sage.
And put up with a lot now that I think about the three guys
she lived with. Yeah. You know, now that you think about it, so you said in your family now, you're the only girl.
Mm-hmm.
And in my family now, I am the only guy. It's myself and my daughters.
That's debatable.
Both, yeah, I guess so.
You watch but The View, they don't.
It was, yeah, there's that.
Okay, I'm kidding.
But in my mom's case, like, she was the only girl, you know.
But you treated her as the only girl. You didn't forget she was a girl.
Never. No, there was never a day.
They've all forgotten.
There was never a day.
You forget I'm a girl sometimes.
But I wrote it down. I have it written down. Here it is. Wendy is a girl. G-U-R-L. My mom always used to say, what time should I start worrying about you? As if to say, it was her way of saying, what time will you be in? But it was the clever twist of the phrase was for me to know that if I'm not in at a certain time, she will sit here and be worried. And boy, do I know it. Because when I would come in late, she would
sitting
on a chair.
That's the worst.
Yeah. 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 So I promised myself then that if I'm ever in the same situation, and now I am, I will not word it that way because it was a little too much. Like, I was going to go out and have fun with friends, and then I'm like, oh, God. But then no matter how much fun I have, if I'm not in at this time, she will sit down and worry.
Yeah, but that was smart for her to say to you.
It was subtle. Yeah, I guess it was.
Because then you thought about it.
Yeah, I thought about it like way too much. I'm still thinking about it.
She's gone.
I'm old, and I'm still going, I will disappoint my mom if I'm not in at the time I promised her.
I know there comes a point, and I'm getting there now, that, like, see, Dylan's only 15, so I still have some teaching to do. But 18 and up, it's all of a sudden you're like, you know what, I've kind of done my job. I'm there when needed, but I've instilled in them what they already have, so you got to kind of let them base life on what they've already learned from you.
You know, I'm sure you've heard the phrase, nothing good happens after 2 a.m.
Yeah, I've had some great fun after 2 a.m., I got to be honest with you. I've heard that. I don't know that I agree with it.
I think that was written for and by parents.
Yeah.
I think parents said, this is something we will tell our kids. Because when you think about it, for most people, when you hear sad news, it happens late at night. So I made myself a promise that even though that phrase is, I don't know if you play this way, but I have these phrases that are always in my head. And then when needed, they come to the forefront. Like this time of year, bridges freeze first is always in my head. Like when I'm driving, when I'm walking, I'm always thinking that phrase, bridges freeze first, because you forget, unless you're on a bridge and you go, oh, it's kind of slippery on this bridge. Thus the phrase. But I always promised myself I would not share that with either of my daughters, that nothing good happens after 2 a.m., because that's a little preachy, even though it's based on truth. It's way too preachy. I should let them find that out for themselves, but if they do find that out for themselves, that means something bad has happened to them after 2 a.m.
Do you tell them about the bridges freezing first, or do you keep that?
No, I'm keeping that to me, too. I just want to know that.
You're showing a huge amount of restraint, by the way. For all the things rattling around in your head.
Yeah, I guess. I guess I am. I think I want them to learn these things for themselves. And I would never do the I told you so, like, you know.
No, I just do that with your work friends.
Yeah, I would do it here at work all the time. I try to do that every day here at work, but not at home.
They've already learned these things. They're 21.
Right. And I'm very fortunate. I mean, as we've pointed out in the past.
You're lucky.
I have been extremely fortunate in that, you know, they travel in good circles. They both have good heads about them. They don't do crazy things.
I do like their heads.
Yeah, they have nice heads.
They really do.
They both, I'm very proud of the heads. Both my daughters.
You and Terry have done well.
Well, my wife has a great head.
Yeah.
She's got a really nice head.
Yours isn't so bad.
It's slightly misshapen.
Hence the baseball cap.
I wear a baseball cap to hide it, but the cap I'm wearing says misshapen head, so I'm not hiding it very well, obviously.
No.
I wish I could hide it a little bit better. Can we talk about, for the third time in about a week, we have found out that a musical legend is no longer going to tour. And it was sad the
copycat.
First time.
It's copycat retiring.
The first one was Neil Diamond.
No.
Due to health issues. Was it Elton John or Neil Diamond?
I think it was Elton John.
Elton John
first.
Was first?
Uh-oh. Jasmine,
I thought
it
was Neil Diamond first.
I thought Elton John said he was going to retire in 3 years.
It was Elton John, too.
And
you
then,
guys thought Elton John,
and then very, like, the next day, Neil Diamond said that he was suffering
too.
From Parkinson's disease.
So he can't tour.
And he's currently on retirement now. So actually, he wins.
Oh, because
he's already retired.
Not touring. All right.
Because I'm going to retire in 30 years.
Hold on. Writing this down. Exactly 30 years or roughly 30 years?
30 years.
Hold on a second.
From today.
30 years today.
February.
When he retires. Okay. Jazz, we got to get cake for the party. Talk to the people over at Bernie Brothers. See if they can throw us a, see if they can throw us a cake. All right. So now there's four. Because yesterday we found out that Paul Simon, who plays the role of Art Garfunkel in Simon and Garfunkel, he is no longer going to tour either. He's done.
But you can still call him Al.
Yeah, you can still call him Al for the time being. But once he retires, you will no longer be able to call him Al.
Has he been
performing? He's been touring forever.
But has he, like, how many tours did he do last year? Because it's
I don't know. I don't think he does, and if I'm wrong, I apologize, but I don't know that he does the larger arenas anymore. I think those days are probably past him.
God, I love his voice.
I do too.
Oh, sorry.
I do too. And seeing him, I told you this a couple, last week, I think, when we were talking about the retiring singers, seeing him at Comiskey Park, he and Art Garfunkel, was, I don't go to a lot of concerts. I'm not that kind of person. But of the ones I've seen,
I'm not that kind of person.
I'm not one of those concert goers.
Certainly, I'm home by 2 a.m.
Yeah. If the show ends before 2 a.m., I'll go. But if they say, if Fleetwood Mac goes, we're going to do a show and it'll probably end around 2:10, 2:15, I go, thanks, Fleetwood Mac, but I'm going to sit this one out.
I would like to go see them.
I got to get in
badly.
Early.
He's going to be June 6th at the United Center, Paul Simon.
We got to go.
I'm good.
Wendy, you've never seen Paul Simon.
Here's an idea. If I want to hear him, I'll just, put on
a happy face?
A record or Pandora.
Right.
Or...
You don't need to experience Paul Simon in person.
No, I really don't. I mean,
he puts on a good show. It was a lot. It was a lot of fun. It was so much fun.
Paul Frederick Simon.
Paul Frederick Simon. Yep, that's what I called him during the show. Do more, Paul Frederick Simon. Woo! Not too much more, because we're getting towards 2 a.m. Try to do more, but end it right before 2 a.m., please, Paul Frederick Simon.
You know what shocks me? That he hasn't had Edie Brickell, his wife, open up for him on tour. She's a musician.
They performed together somewhere. Where did they perform together?
I forgot they were married. And they're still married.
Yeah, they are still married. And you know who he used to date, right?
Ooh.
Carrie Fisher.
Oh, yeah.
Well, wait, not just date. I think they were married for 20 minutes or something.
I think it was something like that.
Because he sings a song. What song is it where he uses the phrase one and one half wandering Jews is one of the lyrics? And I never understood that. But he's referring to himself, who is 100% Jewish, and Carrie Fisher, who is half Jewish. The Eddie Fisher part.
Oh, yeah.
So that's the one and one half wandering Jews that he's referring to in song.
I don't know that they really were married.
Oh, they weren't? They just lived together?
I'll find out.
I don't think two people would live together without benefit of marriage. That doesn't say... In show business, I don't see it.
I'm just hoping that...
They were married.
They were married.
Okay, I'm sorry.
Thank you, Jazz. Jazz was at the wedding. She went. Sat in the third row.
It was beautiful.
Was it a nice wedding?
It was beautiful.
Did they have a Bernie Brothers cake like the one we're going to have for Wendy's retirement?
Right.
Jasmine, you can't laugh. You don't even know what Bernie Brothers is. You can't be part of this making fun of me stuff. All right. I just hope the guy is listening who always says you can't be half Jewish.
I am half Jewish.
I know, but it bothers him. You can't be half Jewish.
He's not the only one. There's so many people who get furious when you say that. But if one of my parents is Jewish and the other is not, I'm half Jewish.
Right.
Right.
What is the big deal?
That's it.
Why does everybody
furious.
Care about
you are what your mother is.
That's not necessarily true.
My mom's
true.
A woman. Am I a woman? Well. Don't, you don't need to answer that. That's rhetorical. See, now if we had a Bernie Brothers cake, we enjoy a piece of
it.
We enjoy a slice of Bernie Brothers cake, and today's a success. I want some Bernie Brothers cake, Wendy.
I got to find out when Bernie Brothers went under. Did they make bread, too?
No, I don't think they did. I think they were all sweets. Such good stuff.
I think Bernie Brothers ran away with Maurice Linnell. Bernie Brothers Bakery was founded in 1910 in Chicago, Illinois, by a working-class immigrant family.
The Bernies. Right?
Well, one would guess.
Don't you think? It would have to be.
Yeah, because it was B-U-R-N-Y.
Yeah. Yep. They used to make this chocolate cake that was like almost like chocolate mousse with little chocolate rectangles. It was like a light chocolate cake.
I know exactly what you're saying.
Oh, was that was so insanely good.
They almost looked like Andy's candies.
Yes.
Little squares
yes.
on top of the
rectangular.
Yes.
Right.
But they weren't mint.
No, they were chocolate.
Oh my God.
So
the
cake itself
that.
Was a lighter chocolate, like
yep.
the color of chocolate milk. And then,
yes.
then those were distributed in a circle around and, I could just eat that. That's all I needed to survive.
Bernie Brothers Inc. production facility was located at 300 West North Avenue in Northlake.
Oh, I never tried their ink. That sounds delicious too. Like a light chocolate ink?
I'm already bored with this because I just don't like talking.
When did they go under?
I'm trying to find that out.
We should buy the name and reopen them, reinvent the Bernie Brothers.
We don't know anything about baking.
Doesn't matter.
They
it's
were
on,
founded,
it's on Google. You could Google it and find out.
They were founded in 1910 in Chicago by a working-class immigrant family, grew to become a successful, uniquely American enterprise. The founding family sold its interest in 1963 to Beatrice Foods.
Oh, really?
Boy, that's they bailed quickly, which
yeah,
in turn
did.
Sold the wholesale division in 1976, and in 1979 sold the retail division brand and remaining assets to Entenmann's.
I didn't know that.
I didn't either. Maybe Entenmann's makes that awesome cake.
I don't think they do, because I would have found it.
Because
sometimes, did you ever, I don't know if they have one of these by you, there's like an Entenmann's store. There's one in Northbrook, I think. Is that the one I go to? It's been a while. So it's a store that just sells their product. It's pretty good stuff. But I would, if I saw that cake, I would know it. I would buy 1,000 of them.
If you went to any bakery, I bet they could recreate that cake because it was just a round cake.
Mm-hmm. A real light chocolate, milk chocolate mousse kind of a flavoring.
But you know what I think they did is they added a little chocolate to whipped cream, and it was a light colored whipped cream.
Yeah, they could have done that.
And then the cake itself was chocolate.
Yes.
And
yeah.
then those little chocolate rectangular candies
so
were up on the top of the
good.
Lovely frosted light chocolate.
Yep.
I think it was chocolate and whipped cream because it was definitely whipped cream. It was not buttercream.
I like that cake so much that a lot of times for my birthday, like my parents would go, because, you know, when it's a kid's birthday, you want to get one that has either the little baseball diamond with the plastic baseball players on it, or you want to go something that's current, like Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtles.
Right.
But I'd always say to my parents, just get the Bernie Brothers one. And they go, no, we'll get you a better, nicer cake. But I didn't want a better, nicer cake. I just wanted that cake. That was the best.
Boy,
so good.
Brings back memories.
Boy, that was so good. So it'll be you and me. We'll buy it. We'll get Bernie Sanders, because you got to have somebody named Bernie if you're going to call it Bernie Brothers. He'll be our front man.
But then who are the brothers? We have to get a pair of brothers, too.
No. I hadn't thought about that. All right. We'll work on it.
All right.
We're so close. All right. We'll talk to Judy Pilak next, see if she'll invest some money in our undertaking. I'm positive she will. I'm 100% sure she will.
I'm not.
We'll get some news from Judy and then more shows. Stick around, Bill and Wendy, WGN.
Should I be scared about this snow, Jude?
There's going to be a lot. I mean, the accumulation.
As always, yeah. No.
Today won't be horrible. On the way home, they're going
to
expect them.
Who cares?
Not horrible.
And then
but over the week, they're looking at 12 to 14 or 15 inches, right?
Right. It'll keep accumulating. But today, specifically, it's starting now in the western suburbs. And it's coming this way, and so it'll be here right in time for rush hour.
Yay.
Yeah, that's poor planning.
So, yeah,
good timing.
I would say hang out or get out.
A 12.
Hang out or get out. Words of wisdom from Judy Pilak.
But 12 inches over the week, I mean, as long as it comes with some time in between, everybody keeps up with it. Who cares what's on the grass part as long as the streets are good to
go? Yeah.
I was just getting used to seeing the grass, though. Like, oh,
but that happens every year at this time. You go, okay, finally the snow's done. We've moved on. Oh, wait.
We've been lucky, you guys. Last year was nothing.
The last couple of years have been pretty mild.
Yeah, except that right when you get lulled into the, okay, we're past it, boom, it happens a couple more times.
That's why realistically, in my head, I always go June 1st. That's the deadline. That's the cutoff. No more snow. June 1st on, we're okay.
I can't do it. I can't do it anymore.
I say May.
You do? Yeah.
I pray for March, and then I'm always disappointed. Mm. That's what I mean.
Showers bring, or wait, what is, March comes May. In like a lion, out like a lamb, mm-hmm. or?
Yeah.
And April showers bring Mayflowers.
Yeah. And what do the pilgrims bring, or whatever?
No, Mayflowers then bring pilgrims.
Oh.
Yeah.
Turkey? They didn't.
No, they
just did. Buckles.
Yeah.
They changed everybody's style with big buckles.
Buckles, the Thanksgiving clown. This guy
always goes back to clowns with you, Bill.
Judy, this guy who's a Nazi.
Yeah, I love the start of this.
The GOP nominee.
The GOP nominee. Is he going to win? He's running unopposed, right?
Well, then he's going to win.
Yes.
Well, this makes everybody look bad, doesn't it? You can't have a Nazi running for office and winning unopposed.
It's America.
But is there still time for somebody to say, I'd prefer that we not have a Nazi in office, so I will run against him. Can that still happen, or is that out of the question?
Well, I think people are pretty secure, although after the last election, I don't know why they feel that couldn't happen, because as we know, anything can happen.
Yes.
But that's a pretty locked up Democratic seat.
Here is the story. It's in the front page of your Sun-Times also. I'm reading it from Huffington Post. A former leader in the American Nazi Party is about to get the Republican nomination for U.S. congressional seat in Illinois. Like I said, it does not make us look good. According to the Chicago Sun-Times, Arthur Jones, a Holocaust denier who has repeatedly tried and failed to attain office, is the only candidate seeking the GOP nod for the seat in the heavily Democratic 3rd congressional district.
Oh, I see. So Lipinski and the...
They would run against each other.
The new woman... God, I feel so bad.
Well, Lipinski he's facing a pretty strong challenge. So
right.
It might be him. Now, that's a good point, though. If she, I apologize for not knowing her
name. I know, and
if
I'm
his
a big
opponent
fan.
Beats him,
mm-hmm.
then, because that would be a newbie kind of up against your guy here.
Right.
That would just kind of be a different dynamic. I think Lipinski would.
But couldn't you, if you're running against this guy, couldn't you run ads that go, this guy's a Nazi,
yes,
and then you're done.
Yes, I believe you will.
Vote for who you want to, but do we
or
mention...
Or ignore him,
he's
I guess.
A Nazi.
Yeah.
But now, come on, guys. Sometimes would that be a positive thing anymore?
To have a Nazi?
I don't know. Look what's going on in the world. Sometimes
yes,
you wonder...
there are people who will
who
vote
go,
for
oh,
him.
Oh, yeah, I'll do
absolutely.
It.
Absolutely. There are a couple crazy people who will vote for him, and I say that in all honesty and without any reservation.
Oh,
because,
my God.
You know...
Arthur
the
Jones.
Nazis were bad, in case anyone didn't know
just
that.
Just for the record.
For the record, and it did. The Holocaust did happen.
Yeah.
Just for the record.
I'm
How
always
could somebody
amazed.
Say it didn't?
Wendy, it's the weirdest thing in the world. I worked with a guy. I think I've told you this. I worked with an actor once who said something kind of flippant about the Holocaust, and he like raised his eyes, and I go, "Wait, what does that mean?" And he goes, "You're not one of those people who believes." And I go, "That believes
oh my
what?"
God.
He was an absolute. He goes, "It's all a thing they made up." He goes, "There was no Holocaust. There was no." I go, "Oh God, please, please tell me you don't believe that." He goes, "No, it's one of those things that we're told to believe that it." No, there's no way in the world you cannot believe it happened. But he
just
did.
Just like Sandy Hook was a conspiracy and 9/11.
Right.
It's those same type of things
right.
that I just, I mean,
right.
come on. I don't believe anybody really believes it. They just want to get attention. I can't imagine. And her name is Marie Newman, by Marie the way, Newman. Who is challenging Dan Lipinski.
Giving him quite a run for his money, though.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Arthur Jones is seeking the Republican nomination for the U.S. congressional seat in Illinois, running unopposed, as we mentioned. Images on Jones's campaign website showed him speaking at a KKK and neo-Nazi event. Events, plural.
Well, there's giving good the, people
why,
that were
why
there.
Does he believe
there's
in
some
well,
good
well,
people on both sides.
If the Holocaust didn't happen, were there even Nazis?
Excellent point.
Get him on the phone. Right?
Excellent
call
point.
Arthur Jones. God, I would love to hear Judy talk to this guy.
Yeah.
I mean, people were there.
Right.
They're still alive.
Right.
They were there.
Right. What about all the, I mean, here I am trying to defend the fact of the Holocaust.
Yeah, I know. You do not need to defend it.
There's a billion pieces of evidence. Yeah. A billion. He called the Confederate flag the symbol of white pride, white resistance, and white counter-revolutionism. Jones also told the Sun-Times that the Holocaust was, and I quote, an international extortion racket. That's what the Holocaust
was.
Extorting what? Doesn't say. Party leaders have disowned Jones.
Just let that sit for a second.
I wonder what that debate was like. Well, what do we do? What do we do with this guy? We could disown him. Let's think about it. The Illinois Republican Party in our country has no place for Nazis like Arthur Jones, said Tim Schneider, chairman of the Illinois Republican Party. He told us to the Sun-Times. We strongly oppose his racist views and his candidacy for any public office, and that includes the 3rd Congressional District. Jones mocked the party's attempts to stop him. Here's what he says. Well, it's absolutely the best opportunity in my entire political career. He told that to the Sun-Times. Every time I've run, it's been against a Republican who follows this politically correct nonsense. This time, they screwed up.
And ha, I got on.
Yeah. So there. He can't win,
Is he thinking his chances are better? I mean, that's what's funny.
He's looking at this, finally, I got on. This is my time.
Yeah.
My time in the sun.
Yeah.
Well, the fact that Dan Lipinski and Marie Newman are battling it out for the Democratic side, I don't know how this guy could win at all. I mean, isn't...
Yeah, it's a really...
I guess, now that you say they're splitting the vote. Okay, well, oh, God.
No, that's only the... No. That's only the primary.
Uh-huh.
One of them's going to win the primary. It's going to be Lipinski
or Newman.
But is there any carryover? You know how there was carryover with Bernie Sanders? People who went, well, my guy's not in there, so there's no way I'm going to vote for Hillary Clinton because my guy didn't get in. That won't happen with this.
No.
I mean, my feeling is, so if you pull a Republican ballot in the primary,
yeah.
I'm hoping nobody votes for Arthur Jones.
Right.
Because you don't have to. Well, you don't have to.
Well, I guess you don't have to vote for the office.
No. There's no contest there. So you could vote. You could give him a vote, but it doesn't matter. He's going to win. If there's no one else on the ballot.
Do you remember the guy? There was some guy that showed up on Chicago Tonight a couple of years ago, whose past was not very evident. And all of a sudden, he shows up on Chicago Tonight, and he said a couple things. And I think Phil Ponce called him out on it at some point and said, hey, there's some stories about you having some connections to the American Nazi Party or something like that. And that was like the end of it. He was no longer a viable candidate after that. But was that the same guy?
Maybe.
I wonder if that's him.
There aren't
him.
Too many...
Was he a Nazi?
Holocaust deniers, Nazis running
this,
around.
This guy was... Because it was a night
Chicago
that...
Area.
They had me... I'm not doing this to...
Promote yourself?
To promote myself and my appearance on Chicago Tonight 7 years ago, but I was on the show.
What date was that?
I don't think it was him.
You don't think so?
No, because I looked up Arthur Jones on Chicago Tonight.
Oh, maybe it was the guy who's in prison now. He's a white supremacist.
Who's
Rob Sherman.
No, not Rob Sherman. It's not Rob Sherman.
Oh, I'm sorry.
And Rob died recently. He was our resident atheist. Yeah,
that's right.
He was on the up and up. He was just an atheist.
Right. Yeah.
I'm sorry, and I shouldn't put them together.
Yeah, that's right. Totally my mistake.
Yeah. Yeah. Is that who was out?
It was not Rob Sherman.
But
no.
Maybe it was the guy, and I can't think of his name, in prison. He's a white supremacist.
David Duke.
No,
he's not in prison.
He's it's our own David Duke here in Illinois.
It's our version of David Duke.
Right. Darn it. I am really bad, Alex, with this category. atheists versus Nazis.
Nazis and atheists for 300.
Okay.
All right. Let's take a look at what's behind that window. I can't remember the guy's name, but all I remember is I talked to Phil Ponce after the episode because I thought that guy was really weird. And he goes, not only was he weird on camera, but then he asked if he could keep the mugs because they have these Chicago Tonight coffee mugs that you're allowed to drink when you sit at the round table. And he goes, can I just take these? And they go, no, you can't just take.
No, not you. No, Bill can, but not
you. Oh, yeah. Everybody, right? everybody else, please. But you, I know.
No Nazis. No swag for Nazis.
Right.
Yeah.
Right. All right. Well, I
Matt Hale.
Thank
that's
you.
That's right. I think
so,
it's
yeah,
Matt
he
Hale.
Goes by white supremacists. But it could have been him.
Yeah.
Was
yeah.
it?
I just like in this day and age, a guy still thinks. Although we're debating whether or not he has a chance, but I like he's going.
Of course, he thinks he has a chance because you know what? He has a chance.
I guess he does have a chance.
In this current political climate,
yep.
he does.
Yeah.
The only thing I will tell you is that district is predominantly Democratic.
Right.
I mean, it's never been Republican.
Right.
And I don't think it will change, but...
But what if he was in a different district that wasn't so predominantly Democrat?
He could have been.
Then
yeah.
you
he
have a different story,
in, yeah.
don't you?
The only reason I believe why he did this is because there was no Republican. Probably
right.
all the other races, and I don't know, I should
right.
have at least... some kind of a Republican race in the primary. This just happened because it's so Democratic, people don't even bother to run.
Right. For how many years it's been
on... He's taking advantage of... There was an open spot,
yep.
and he took it. And you know what? Yeah, that he's even getting presses. I mean...
It's amazing.
Although, guys,
amazing.
There's somebody who's in the White House right now who's like, I'm just going to do it. I'll never win.
And they won.
Yeah,
spoiler alert.
And if you... and to bolster that argument, just any day of the week, look at Melania's face.
Yeah.
To know that that was not supposed to happen.
There is something, and I know it's from some political website, and it's probably from a left-leaning one, but there are just so many reasons and videos of she's done with him. Just hitting away his hand, making faces behind his back. I mean, I just am thinking about if I'm married to someone and all of a sudden it comes out that he's with... true or not, just the fact that the story comes out that he's with an adult film star... that's not good.
That's a deal breaker.
Kind of.
Yeah.
Many people believe that they were probably just on their way out. I mean, they were going to break up anyway.
That Donald Trump and Melania were about to.
He wasn't supposed to win.
Yeah.
He didn't even think he was going to win, so everyone says. So that they weren't going to last anyway. But then when he won, now it's, oh my gosh, 4 more years.
Right.
That's what her face
she's
is
got,
saying.
She's got a bail.
She's saying,
so does somebody come to
bail.
Her and say,
Why can't she?
Nope. That'll look bad.
Well, of course it'll look bad, but at some point...
We don't want any black marks on his crystal clear record.
If that were true, that scenario, then she made a deal with the devil that she had to for 4 years to say,
yeah.
for 4 years, you just stand there.
I have a feeling it's not going to last. She's gonna break down.
Wendy,
but how many people
said... Money is such a strong, strong...
How many people...
She'll win something in the divorce.
Yeah, but
she's set for life anyway.
Who knows what she gets for this, for playing this role for 4 years?
Right.
She's not the
I'm not
of an
saying
actress.
It's true.
But
I'm
how many people said after the Bill Clinton scandal, boy, as soon as he's not in the White House anymore, the Clintons are going to break. They're going to break up in
Isn't
10
that
minutes.
Interesting?
I
thought so too. Actually.
That one.
I did too.
Completely shocked the hell out of me, and I still don't understand Hillary Clinton sticking with him. I know to better her career.
Some people respect her more because
they
go, boy, if she could sit through this, if she could stay with him after that, what couldn't she stick through?
If she could go through this ruse, I don't respect her more
at all.
How
many people do you know? Let's just take it where it belongs, right down to the average citizen.
Yeah.
You know, they're a married couple. I know a ton of people like that. And it's just,
stuck through a bad marriage.
Now you've
For
got grandkids. Why not? Well, you don't even have a marriage. It's a sham, say,
right.
And you just are still married.
Guys, life is too short for that.
I
Get
know,
out.
But you know what? It's easy to say that, but most people don't do it.
What'd
most
you say? People, what's your thing? Get Stay in or get out? What did
get
you say about
out
the snow?
Or...
It could apply to this, too.
Yeah. Get ready to stay later, yeah.
Something like that. Yeah, get out or get ready
I mean,
to stay later.
But most people don't. They just take the easy route, which is staying married and just having your own life.
Is it that hard to get divorced?
No,
it's
but...
pricey, I would imagine.
Again, it's comfort and money and houses and children and just,
right.
It's easier.
I use Lady Diana and Prince Charles as an example? It was such a storybook wedding. It was such a storybook romance and courtship, and everything about it just captured everybody's attention. But then the more you read about it, she was miserable even before they got married. You know, they went through
she
with the wedding.
She felt pressured into getting married.
Well, not only pressure into getting married, which was certainly there, but then once they were married, she was essentially a prisoner.
Yeah, but I think we know the number one thing that made her leave.
His ears.
I was just going to say that, Bill.
Besides his ears.
Besides his
Camilla.
Ears?
Camilla.
Camilla Parker Bowles.
If I were Princess Diana, I would have been like, really?
Yeah.
Really her? You've got me?
Yeah.
And now let's, yeah, you're supposed just, to cheat that up, not to, cheat
yes,
down.
That had to have been so insulting.
A valuable lesson from Wendy,
right?
There, by
and
the way.
I mean, my gosh.
Yeah,
so.
Right.
But they had a little something before, you know, yeah. That
well, you know, the
rumor
is there with her youngest, too. And it is so funny.
That Prince Harry's father is not.
When you see the guy that supposedly is the father.
They look similar.
He looks so much alike.
Yeah.
And then you go to Ronan Farrow, who looks just like Frank Sinatra.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yes.
So why don't they do these Ancestry 123?
Because they don't want to know.
So you
they
think Frank Sinatra is Prince Harry's father?
If he worked in the stable, possibly.
That's interesting. I had not heard that before.
He was the stable man.
The stable boy.
Yeah.
I had not heard that before, Judy. That's an interesting idea. Mm-hmm. Interesting, interesting.
Yeah. I mean, when you see him side by side, it is pretty funny. But, you know, a lot of people look like other people.
So your guess is somebody got to Melania Trump and said it would be better for his campaign and for everybody's future, financially and otherwise, stick this 4 years out.
She's not going to
Well, I'm
throat.
Saying
you
that happened
so?
Even before that. I'm saying during the campaign,
yeah.
If they were already, because I, and that's just some people saying it, who
right.
knows. But if they were already on the outs during the campaign, she, you know, you've got to have a strong,
yeah.
At least, you know, public view.
Of course.
So that was during the campaign, maybe. And maybe they never even addressed the presidency. It just said, all right, we need you for this year.
But any other president we've ever had, like if they were to get divorced during their term, people would just go, oh, we can't have this guy as president. He can't even keep his family together.
Here's the thing. I think we could. I think if it was Obama, maybe.
Yes, because it would have been done in a classy way.
Yeah, and we're so beyond that. But
yeah.
Trump,
yeah.
You know, a lot of what his campaign front was, family, country, I don't know that it would have been as well received because it's a Republican and it's more conservative. But I think for a Democrat, even the Clintons, like, who cares?
Yeah.
I don't think people would have cared. It wouldn't have made much of a difference. It may have made a difference with Trump.
Do you remember when Ronald Reagan was considering a run for president? Hadn't even announced it yet. People were weighing the fact that he had been divorced.
Right.
And they went,
Yeah, times
you
have
want
changed.
Put a guy in the office, yep. Who's been divorced? That wouldn't play.
But no one, you know, and this is, I guess, what I'm a little confused about is these evangelicals who support Donald Trump. Isn't divorce not good?
Well, unless Donald Trump does it, because they just came out with a statement.
That it's a mulligan, his affair
right, yeah,
with the adult film star.
How many mulligans do you get?
Okay, how about
isn't it supposed
none?
To be one?
How about none
one.
If you're a church man?
Right. Now they look the
well,
other way
on
this
one. If you have ethics and you've got this ethical...
Right.
Core, there's no, gray area.
Right.
I mean, so it wouldn't have made... It doesn't matter. It does... You know what? I take back what I just said, because if Trump had gotten divorced, it wouldn't have mattered. You're right.
I don't think it would have.
People wouldn't have liked. It wouldn't have looked good. And maybe it would have been bad. Well, who knows what Melania
he would turn on her
too.
So badly,
maybe
though.
She'd turn on him, though. So maybe that's it. Maybe the secrets have to stay buried. Who knows if there are any. But you're right. Now that I think about it, his base would have been perfectly okay
But look
with
at
that.
Look at how his marriage with Marla Maples ended. It did not end well.
And we don't hear anything from her.
But wait, is
very
it because,
little.
Wasn't he seeing Melania while
yeah.
he was
yeah.
married to Marla
yes.
Maples?
Was he seeing Marla when he was married to Ivana?
I think
you could go that
I
route.
I think they were already separated, I think, when they started dating. I think. I'm trying to remember the timeline.
But I don't think with not with
No,
Maples.
No, no. He was still with Melania. Marla Maples when he was... Yeah.
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 What about Stormy Weather?
Stormy Daniels.
Oh.
Stormy Weather's a song. Was he cheating on his wife with a song?
I used to love song. I used to love the word Stormy, and now I hate it.
Now, yeah.
Stormy was a cool word.
Yeah.
No.
My prediction for her, Dancing with the Stars.
That's right? A good prediction.
She'll be on Dancing with the Stars.
She will be on Dancing with the Stars.
I say
bumping with the stars.
She is. Melania's not going to make it the whole term, I don't think.
She's not?
She just.
She might not have to.
There was this other thing. Again, it's careful and check your sources, but there was video. Melania storms to car, leaving Trump lagging behind. They were going to Mar-a-Lago and they landed at the Palm Beach airport. And there's video of him going to grab her hand.
She'll have none of
she
it.
She whacked it.
Right.
Oh, no, not. This is a different one. This is where he kind of slowed down to walk with her and she went right to the car that was waiting.
Ah.
And he was just there by, like, where'd she go?
Oh, no.
It's hard
I'm confusing the
and
two.
And it's hard to read those because...
maybe it was the windy
very,
and...
Yeah, and then, no, the very first thing we ever saw was at the inauguration when he didn't get her door.
Right.
When Mr. Obama, President Obama, actually, he was still president until he was sworn in, went and...
he ran in front. Donald Trump was, like, ate by dust. Melania was seated back by the car.
So if we base everything on that very first view we had of them, well, you could go either way. I mean, well, that's how he always is.
I'll get the door for you. Donald, in the future, you might want to open the door for a woman.
Wait for her, too.
Yeah. Yeah.
A woman, yeah.
Any woman. All right, let's take... Judy,
thank you
for hanging out.
Absolutely.
We'll take a quick break, and then Adam Hogue will join us, and we'll find out what he has coming up on Sports Central. Stay here. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.